morning, everybody. We are continuing with Hilchos Brachos. We are about to begin Resh Beis Siv Gimel. In today's topic, we're going to discuss the halachas of garinin, seeds, and pits, how that reflects itself in Hilchos Brachos. So the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, tells us it's talking about a different topic, but in this Eisive, in one of the questions of the Gemara, it quotes a Mishnah. And the Mishnah reads as follows. Pitmasha rimon, a pitum, the rimon, the end, the stem of the rimon. Mitztarefes joins to what? Rashi tells us. It joins l'kibetza l'tumas ochlim. There's a halacha that food becomes tame. Food can become tame. Let's do some basics for a moment. We have things that are called avos atuma. Avos atuma are things like sheretz, a mace, a nevela, a zav, a zava, a nida, balkari. These are all what's considered avos atuma. And avos atuma are able to make anything tame. It can make a person tame, it can make kalim tame, it can make food and drink tame. When it jumps down to food, the food has to be a certain size to become tame. If it's smaller than that size, it can't become tame for whatever reason. So the shear that food has to be a size of a kibetza. So when adding up the size of a rimon, you can take into account the pitum is part of the kibetza. And if it has the shear of a kibetza, then it will become tame if it touches an avatuma. Then the Mishnah continues to explain the Gemara. V'hanet shelo, the nates. Now the nates is some type of cover that grows in the rimon, that when the rimon is detached, it falls off. So I don't know exactly what it looks like, but I think some leaves that are protecting it while it's growing from the tree. So this nates, shelo, ein mitzdarf, it does not add on to the size of a kibetza. And Rashi explains why that is. Just it's good to have just basic background here. Rashi explains, ein mitzdarf, afagav de kaimelon beha or verotev, or verotev is a parak in chulin, which discusses a lot about tuma. Even though it says there that shomer mitzdarfin, if there's a shomer, if there's a protection, a shell around the fruit, normally it does mitzdarif l'tumah kala, dehainu tumas ochlin, it will be added to the shear of a kibetza. You would take into account a regular shomer. Honey mile, that's only with respect to klipas ha'egos va'rimon, the actual shell of the rimon, the peel of the rimon. Aval hanetz is a shomer agave shomer, it's a secondary shomer. When it comes to shomer agave shomer, the halacha is ein mitzdarif. So that's why we do not take into account a nates. Do you have a picture there of the nates?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Oh, okay. I don't think you're going to get it in a detached rimon. Only when it grows in, the tree. See, I don't see anything there.
And I, you know, when I was in Eretz Yisrael this past summer, we saw pomegranate trees all over the place. I was looking at them, but I don't.
Maybe a rimon isn't a pomegranate then. I don't know. I always thought it was a pomegranate. But I don't know. Maybe different types of trees. But there's this nates apparently that grows around the rimon that only protects it while it's on the tree. But when it's detached, it falls off, so it's not part of the shear of kibetza. So anyways, the Gemara says, mitakamar ha-nates shelo, from the fact that it says the nates shelo ain mitzdarif, that the nates does not, is not mitzdarif, alma delav ochel, it's not considered ochel, v'tanya gavi arla, but however, with respect to arla, which is the first 3 years of a fruit tree, you can't eat it. It says klipe rimon, the shells of a rimon, vanate shelo, and this nate, this protective cover.
We thought it was this, because it has the inside here. It has those things inside, because that's what it was talking about in the next piece. It was about those. But this stuff inside there, and this is like this crown on the top.
But it sounds like this nate is supposed to surround the entire pomegranate and protect it, and it does not remain when it's detached.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
Why is it right that it's not part of the oichel? Maybe it's a shomer.
No, since it's a shomer, agave shomer.
No, that's the nates, but the ukets.
The pitom here?
The pitom, I mean.
The pitom, they're assuming that's part of the actual fruit.
Right, but because it's mitzdar, but we know that shomer is also mitzdar. So it's not a shomer, though.
It sounds like exactly. Right. Pitum seems like it's part of the actual fruit. That's what it sounds like, as opposed to the nates is not part of the actual fruit. So then the Gemara says, so with respect to the first halacha, when it comes to Tumas Ochlin, we do not include the nates. But then the Gemara says, when it comes to Tanya Gavi Arla, the first 3 years where it's usher to eat the fruits, Klipe Rimon, the shells of a Rimon, Vihanechelo, and also the nates, and Klipe Agozim, the shells of nuts, Vagarinim, and the seeds, Chayv Ma'arla. It's Chayv and Arla. So the Gemara has a stira with regards to nates, not our concern. But what we could draw out from this Gemara is that the halachas of garinim, the seeds, the pits, are chayv and arla.
Why is it stira? And why is it regard to tumah? And why is it regard to arla?
We have to find why the halacha is different, though. Either it's part of the fruit or it's not part of the fruit. If it's part of the fruit, then it should be part of the fruit both with respect to arla.
In different regards.
You have to figure out, just because they're different doesn't mean that makes a distinction, though. could be, if it's a fruit, if it's part of the fruit, it should be the same halacha across the board. The Gemara is going to answer that question. We're not getting into that right now, but there is an answer. So, but what we're drawing from the Gemara is that the garinim, the seeds, the pits, are chayv and arla. Okay, the chayv and arla, that one is not allowed to eat the pits of, let's say, a watermelon the first 3 years. A watermelon wouldn't really be a fruit. Let's say of an apple, the first 3 years of an apple tree, you can't even eat the pits of the apple. So Rashi says here, Chayavim ba'arla, dirachmaner ravina, that the Torah had included the garinim within the halachas of arla, from the word me'es purio. The word s is extra. We know throughout Shas it's darshan, the word s, what's it coming to include? So what it comes to include with respect to arla is hatafel le purio, that which is secondary, that which is inferior to the fruit itself. V'hu'anets, fine, that's the side point. So we see that, again, the garinim, the pits are included. Ah, ask Rashi, v'hu'anets lesa shomer batalosh, shekishimis yavesh nofe me'al klipa. The nate is not included in the fruit because that falls off, that dries off. The moment you detach the rimon, the nate falls away. So what are we coming to include? It must be something that's more attached to the actual fruit, which is namely the garinim. The seeds, the pits, are part of the fruit when it comes to the halachas of arla. Nothing to do with brachas right now. So you look at Tosos, in the very top Tosos, he writes, Klipe agozim v'garinim v'chayavim ba'arla de'pirininu, they're considered fruit. The actual seeds and pits are considered fruit. Mikan, from here we learn, says Tosos, sheyesh levarech al garinim shel gudganios. Anyone figure out what gudganios are? Anyone look this up? I don't know what type of fruit this is. But, cherries?
So I think we came...
Okay, no, Duvdivanu. So you think it's connected?
No, we came with something else.
Okay, so all right. I'm not sure exactly what this is, but the idea is, whatever has pits, it's just like when it comes to arla, the chayiv, there's isser arla on the fruits, on the pits as well. So to hear, mikan sheyesh levarach al garinim shel gudganios, v'garini afraskin, v'ashe tapuchin, what's afraskin? Peaches?
Afraskin,
what's that? Peaches?
Peaches.
Right? And tapuchim are apples, v'chol mine garinim shel peros, bori praet, any other type of pit, any other type of seed of a fruit, would be chayav to say, you have to say ha'et on them. Because we're learning from the halachas of arla, that they're included in a fruit with arla, so too with regards to bracha, it's part of the fruit, you would say ha'et. Mm-hmm. Anybody know why we would connect these two halachas? We spoke about 2 weeks ago, this connections of sometimes we're using the model of shavis as a model of what the size of a fruit is. We use the model of meiser to know what the size of fruit is. It's very interesting that we're learning different halachas of brachos from different areas of Zeraim. I don't know why arla is being used as a model. It could just very simply be because it's a halacha of a fruit with regards to arla, so it's a halacha of a fruit with regards to brachos. But just keep in mind, we are learning from different halachas, different areas of Zerayim, other halachas of brachos. Okay. So that's what Tosos draws from this Gemara. If you look at the Rush now, the Rush in Siman Dalet, he writes, Tanya klipe rimon v'hanet shelo, the shell and the surrounding part of the rimon, oklipe agozim, vagarinim, chayavim ba'arla, the chayiv in arla, mishum dehavi shomer, they're protective. Vidarshinon es pirio, lirabos es hatafel pirio. That's the drush of the Rashi quotes. Aval garinim midichayavim ba'arla, alma pirininu. So we see from here that the seeds are considered part of the fruit. So the Rush adds something very important here. Mikan yesh lomod, from here we can learn, al kol garine peros, dimavarchin alea boi praets. Just like Toso says, you say ha'et on all types of seeds and of fruit, that's it, fruit seeds and fruit pits. U'bilvad shelo yehu marim sheyehe nehenem mehen. They can't be so bitter, because if they're so bitter, where you're not getting any hana, then that's not roi lachila. You would not say any bracha. Has to be where there's a certain amount of hana from them. So that's the qualification he makes. Has to be a seed that's edible. Do people eat apple seeds, pits? People eat them, yeah? Someone said that the healthiest part of the apple is the core. Does that include the seeds and pits?
You ask.
Okay, I knew that was up your alley. So but some people who eat them, but as long as they're not bitter, as long as they're edible, one would say ha'etz on any pits, any seeds. So we go further now. Look at the Rajba. The Rajba writes. He quotes the Tosos here. Quotes the Tosos Shita. Kasu b'Tosos the Mekan Yesh Lomod Sheyesh Levarach Al Garinim Shel Gagonios Shekorin Tzirdish. Does that help anybody? What Tzirdish is? No, that doesn't help us.
Big coriander.
Coriander.
Gagonios. God, it's coriander seeds. So.
We have any Israelis in the room here? He doesn't know what it is. He asked me what it was. I don't know. If he doesn't know, I don't know what good gagonios are. I certainly don't know what Tzirdish is. But the Garine Afraskin. What?
Google Translate, don't know either.
Okay, so then we're hopeless.
I don't think it's a modern word.
Oh, no? Gudganias, no? Okay. It must have been a European fruit that doesn't exist anymore. They had in France or something. Anyone from France? No. Yeah. Oh, right. No, Gudganias, nothing?
It's been around for a while.
Okay, it's been around for a while. Okay, so anyways, so he rejects this. So anyways, the Rashba says, Ve'ena mechaber, be'enai. This pshat of Tosos that he learned from Arla, that just like Arla, that seeds are included in fruit with regards to Arla, so too with regards to brachos, Ve'ena mechaber, be'enai, he says, klal. This doesn't make any sense. She'elu, she'en chayvim be'arla, mishim pri. The fact that seeds are included in Arla is not because seeds, we're in the Rashba now, not because seeds are actually a fruit, Ela mi riboy de'es. It's a special gzeres hakasev. The darshinan es atafel apirio. V'hainu darvinu v'taninu b'hadel klipe agozim v'chuli me'es mervinu lahu. It's a very, just a gzeres hakasev. Now this is a very important understanding in general. Whenever there's a drasha to include something, you should always ask one of two things. When it includes something new that wasn't included before, does that mean it's actually what it was? Or it's a special gzeres hakasev? So we know fruit achayv to say ha'it. When we include seeds, does that mean from the Gzeres HaKasev it's now actually a fruit? Or no? The fact that we need a pasuk tells us it's actually not a fruit. It's a special Gzeres HaKasev that we say ha'etz. Rather, there's a chiv arla, even though it's not a fruit. It's a very basic question to always ask whenever there's a drasha. And we shouldn't argue this all the time. I don't know if there's a common theme throughout that the Rashba always says one way and Tosa says the other way. I don't know. But this machlokas appears by almost every single Gzeres HaKasev that we have. So that's machlokas. Do we say that the fact that the seeds are chayv in arla, does that also mean it has a bracha of ha'etz? Or no, it does not have a chayv ha'etz. L'chor would be a dhamma or maybe a shakel. We'll have to see what the other approach will be. But that's a machlokas. Let's move now to the Torah. Now it's important to know, as we've been learning, the Torah is the son of who? The Rush. The son of the Rush. He quotes him all the time, his father. Adoni Avi HaRush. He quotes all the time. So we're going to probably assume that the Torah is going to quote his father as the bottom line of halacha. So the Torah quotes the halach in Siv Gimel, al kol garine apri, when it comes to all seeds, all pits, or fruits, kasev avri, that's referring to Tosos, shemevarchin alein bori priyaitz. Why? Because the le'inyan arla, with the next page now, when it comes to arla, chashivi kipri. Because just like with respect to arla, seeds are included in the halachas of arla, so too, they're included in the halachas of brachos, they're considered fruit.
And is it?
What?
Is it?
Well, that's according to Tosos thinks it is. But then he quotes the Rashba, which we just saw, Kosev She'ein Levar Chalein Bori Priyaitz, De'ad Rabba, Lo Chashivi Kipri, Linen Arla. It's not considered fruit with respect to Arla, Ella only because the Marbalu Me'es Piryo Es Atafel Piryo, only a Gzerse Kosev, but it's not actually a fruit. And therefore, with respect to Hilchas Brachos, it's not going to be heights. So then he concludes, quoting his father, Adoni Avi Harash Zal, Kosev Kiri, he paskins like Tosfos, that you say ha'etz and garinim, u bilvad shelo yihu marin shenehna be'achilasam. It can't be so bitter, you have to be able to get a certain amount of hana from it. That's how the Torah paskins.
That's
true. He didn't paskin, good point. But most likely when he quotes the Rush, like he normally does, it's the way he paskins. But you're right, he doesn't say v'chei nogin or v'chei naposak. He does even leave an open question, but when he does quote the Rashi, we assume that's how he paskins.
Is the Torah to quote a sheet that he doesn't hold like?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, the Torah is like the precursor to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef just took him and just expanded even more. The Torah doesn't just quote sheet that's like the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't quote halacha like the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes a little bit of the background. And Beis Yosef felt the need to quote even more of a background than that to build up for the Shulchan Aruch.
Someone brought Mishnayos and Uktin and Oiros that says it's
the Gra.
It's the Gra.
Yeah, we'll see the Gra.
No, I saw it, but. So isn't that why we have to use the riboy to say that these garinim are considered fruits for purposes of brachos? Otherwise, you have the Mishnah saying that they're not parts of the fruit.
Well, so that's what the Gra concludes for that reason,
right?
Because these Mishnahs. This is very much in the derech of the Gra to find Mishnahs that nobody else learned. I don't want to say nobody else learned, the Rishon learned the Mishnahs, but he would oftentimes quote Mishnahs that others would not quote a halacha and bring riyas from Mishnahs. The Gra, that we explained this in our first Hakdamah Shir, that he always felt that he didn't like that Rishonim and even Achronim went so far off the original sources. So he was very into looking in the basic sources, the Mishnayos and the Gemaras, and he'll quote some of the Rishonim as well, but to find sources in the actual texts. And for that reason, the Gra had the ability to be considered a Rishonim because he did what Rishonim did. He wasn't relying on Rishonim only and built upon that. He was going so far back to the original sources, to the Mishnayos and to Gemaras, so he oftentimes does this.
Well, isn't that, but don't. Now that you have the Mahalach from the Gra, don't you have to sort of go that way? Because if you have Mishnayah saying that they're not part of the fruit.
No, because the Rishonim, who also knew these Mishnayos, didn't bring this as a raya. So why not? So there must have been some reason that they thought this wasn't a good raya. Why? I don't know. So they have to break it down some way like that. But there's an interesting, another case like this that comes to mind with the Gra doing this. There's a discussion in Bas V'Chalav when it comes to what type of milk is considered part of Bas V'Chalav. So obviously Chalav is considered from a cow, from an animal. And then there's a discussion, what about Chalav Isha, nursing milk? What about Mei Chalav, whey and curds when they split them up? So we're usually making when it comes to Mei Chalav, we're Machmir, but Deraisa, there's no real Isser of Mei Chalav. It's only when you let the milk settle, there's this watery milk on top. That's not really Chalav anymore. So I forget exactly the whole discussion, but the Gra, he digs up some Mishnah somewhere else, which proves that Mei Chalav is part of the Shiva HaMashkim, that the Shiva HaMashkim, when fruit has to become Tameh, has to first be Hukshar, has to first come into contact with one of the seven liquids. One of the seven liquids, do you guys know?
Yad Shach Adam.
There we go. What do they stand for? Yain?
Yain, Yain Dam, Dvash.
Whatever Dvash. Shecha.
Shemen.
So tell you the way I remember, not through that, because I always forget what they stand for. So the way I remember is throughout all the Yamin Tovim, they're all connected somehow. So if you go through one by one, Rosh Hashanah is Dvash, Yom Kippur is Tal is pure, Sukkot is Mayim, Chanukah coming up is Shemen, Purim is Yayin, Pesach is Dam, and Shavuos is Chalav. So they're all connected. The Shiva Mashkim, they connect very much to all the, it's in the Sfarim talk about this connection. So that being said, so he brings a Mishnah, I forget which way it says, but makes some assumption that Mei Chalav is either included as Chalav in one of the Mashim or it's not included. I forget which way he goes, but he brings a Mishnah there and therefore proves a certain halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, whether we paskin that Mei Chalav is Chalav or it's not Chalav. So this is his derech of the Gra doing that. Now the fact that other Rishonim don't quote it, I don't know why, but there must be some reason why they didn't think it was a Raya. Okay, so let's see what the Shulchan Aruch paskin's like. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Gimel, he says, Garine haperos, the seeds, the pits of fruits, imheim misukin, if they're sweet, mivarech aleim, borei prey, to say ha'etz on these pits. Vimheim marm, if they're bitter, eino mivarech aleim, you don't say bracha klal, there's no bracha at all. If you eat something that's inedible, if you eat a piece of tree, you wouldn't say bracha. It's considered inedible if it's so bitter.
Let's say there are certain seeds that you like that are bitter.
If it's bitter where it's edible, so that's fine.
Right, it's considered
my exactly. If it's so bitter where it's inedible, then there's no bracha at all. V'im misakin ayidei ha'or mivarech aleim shakol. If you say a bracha, I skipped a very important part of the Rashba. I apologize. This is very key. The Rashba says here, I'm sorry to backtrack here for a moment, when the Rashba rejects this shita of Tosos, when he says that you do not say ha'etz on garinim, he thinks that garinim are not part of the fruit. He says that if you fix it, if you're mimaski lehu ayde, or the Rashba says if you fix it, if you cook it in such a way and make them sweet, you would say a shahakal on them. So if they're initially very bitter and you cook the bitter pits, then you would say shahakal for making them edible. That's the Rashba shita. And why that's important is because now the Shulchan Aruch seems to fuse together two different shitas. He starts off saying together at the beginning that you say ha'etz on garinim, who holds like which shita? Tosos and the Rush, that you say ha'etz. But then he finishes off saying, like, the Rashba, if you cook the seed, you say a shahakol. The Rashba said, wait a second. In the first place, you don't say ha'etz on seeds. So the first line is like Tosos and the Rush. And the second line, he's passing like the Rashba. That's what all the Achronim on the side, the Nosei Kelim, pick up on and say, how can the Shulchan Aruch really fuse together these two different shitas? So let's look first at the Magen Avraham. You see the Magen Avraham on the bottom here? He says, shahakol, if you cook these bitter seeds, you say a shahakol. Tzarchin, this doesn't make any sense. That Rashba, the Shitasa Yazeo, the Rashba holds this sphere, the Garinim Lab Pirininu, they're not considered fruit. Aval the Harush, the Kaimlan Kavasa, we pass like the Rush, Imkain, who are then Shimsakin Aideha or Mivarech, Bori Praetz. So what the halacha should be in the Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Apple pits are Haetz, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. It's part of the fruit. Right? That we said that just like the pits are included in Arla, so too they require ha'etz on these seeds, these pits. So let's say the pits are inedible. They're so bitter. If I cook them, make them edible, it should be ha'etz. Because bikadin, they really are part of the fruit. How can the Shulchan Aruch get away with saying, if you cook the bitter seeds, they're only going to be shakal? It seems to be a stira. So again, he quotes the Rashba is the one who holds that if you cook them, they're shakal. But we're passing like the Rush that it should be ait. So that's the kasha he has. So what's the Magen Rav's answer? He says, if it's sarach lomar, the kishahein marim lav pireninu. When they're so bitter, they're not even part of the fruit. Masha'enkein b'shegedim, as opposed to other shegedim, he's referring to a sif later on. When you have a bitter almond, so the halacha is you don't say a bracha, but if you cook it, if they're inedible, you don't say a bracha. If you cook it, you roast them and make them edible, what bracha do you say in shegedim? Heitz. But how come when it comes to the seeds of the fruit, if they're inedible and you cook them, you only say shakal? Because he says there's a very fundamental difference between seeds and almonds. Almonds is the actual fruit. So it's really ha'it. I can't eat it because it's inedible, so I cook it and it makes it edible. So you say ha'it because it's really a fruit.
That's a tough one.
But the seeds are not really part of the fruit at all. But didn't he say before they are part of the fruit? So I think there are two dinim here. I think you have to say as follows. There are two types of seeds. The two types of pits. If it's a type of pit that is edible, that means it's part of the actual fruit. If it's a seed that's not edible, that's completely bitter, then that's not part of the fruit. And then even when you do cook it, it's still not part of the fruit. It didn't grow part of the fruit. And therefore, at best, it would be a shahakal. It's no different than we discussed the tzlaf tree. Actually, we didn't get to the tzlaf tree here in Sunday mornings. But there's this tzlaf tree that there are other parts of this tree, this caper bush, that have edible parts, but that wasn't the fruit. If I eat the leaves, they're not. It's not fruit.
Four parts.
They're four parts. They have yonos and they're the...
One is haitz.
Right. So they're not part of the actual fruit. So if I were to eat the bark and make the bark edible, that would not be an eight. Even though it grows on the tree, that's not a fruit. So you'd say shahakal on that. Even though it grows from the ground, it grows as something inedible from the ground. We don't acknowledge the growth from the ground because it's completely inedible. It's nothing.
You have other things like an onion where it's inedible, and then when you cook it, it becomes back to
Hadamah. Right, because the ikar point of growing the onion was to eat it in such a way when it gets cooked.
Take a bite of an onion, let me know.
Right.
Fresh onion. Do.
Yeah, my grandfather used it, but nobody today
but,
does.
But I'm saying, but the raw olam doesn't.
You can eat raw onions all the time. You put raw onion in your bagel.
What broccoli do you make on an onion?
Shahakal if it's raw.
Shahakal if it's raw.
And if you cook it, you say Adama. Most people don't eat fried onions plain anyways. You have it usually as tuffle to something else. It's not really that nogeya. In theory, if a person ate a fried onion that's raw, I'm played by itself.
Maisa, if you would.
So you then, would, yes.
So then why is that different than it grew like that? It grew in an inedible way.
I died to the inshi. The Gemara says, since you planted the onion for the purpose of eating in that way. I didn't plant this seeds. I planted it for the actual fruit. So that's
all onions.
I don't know all the different types of species. To my understanding, all onions are, for the most part, inedible and would be a shakal. That's the general psak. If there's a type of onion that might grow in an edible way.
I'm saying like we have, like, for instance.
Yeah, it's right out there. You have raw
onions over here.
There's raw onions, sliced up.
That serves as a spice. It's like if I eat pepper plain, you know, it's the same idea. It's not to be eaten alone. It's eaten with something else to add flavor.
Similar with lemon.
So are they edible? Edible raw? So I have to look into that. I don't know.
A lemon, you say a shahakal. Right?
So the lemon's a discussion. Did we get to that one yet in the Chabur?
No.
We didn't. Okay.
No.
So there's a discussion in the Chabur whether it's really edible or it's not really edible. So he discussed it. We'll get to it. I think he says it should be a eitz, but nowadays nobody eats it. So nowadays I think we pask in the shahakal on lemons.
What's going on at the UN over here?
Why Shlomo has to be like the Rosh? Translation.
Well, he didn't have to, but he preferred to.
Be a problem for Magen Avraham, like how can it be like the Rosh? So maybe he's doing the Rashba.
So it's possible he can go like the Rashba, but then why in the first half of the Shulchan Aruch does he say to say ha'etz on the garinim? The Rashba says the garinim don't get ha'etz; they actually get a shahakal or a dama. He doesn't say what to say on them. So he fuses the two together. So what he's saying is that really even the Rush holds that if you cook bitter seeds, it would only be a shahakal. Even though the Rush really thinks every seed is part of the fruit, if it's a very bitter seed, it's not part of the fruit.
It doesn't need to be against the Rush.
Exactly.
If he lights a Rush, the end, it doesn't need to be like the Rush.
Exactly. So he holds like the Rush and just adds something on. The Rush didn't address this issue. He didn't address the issue, so he's addressing the issue. If it's very bitter and you cook it, the Rush would hold it's a shahakal and there's no stira. That's what seems to be the understanding of the Magen Avraham, I think. Let's look at the Gra before we go to the Mishnah Berurah. The Gra writes, so Dov was pointing out before, this is nice to see how the Gra, how his derech is. I think the last sif he also argued on the Shulchan Aruch. Last time we learned what size the fruit has to be. And we all, the Gemaras, the Rishonim, we use the model of Shemitah. Whatever size was necessary for Shemitah, that's the size it has to be for Brachos. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? A carob is not edible when it starts having those sharsharos on them. So the Gemara rejects the Shulchan Aruch based on other sugyas. He says, look, whatever the shear is for Meiser, however big it has to be for Meiser, that's a model that should be used. So
he did by the beer also, no? By beer and in terms of mixing it with the wine. He was
Did he, yeah? Oh, could be, I don't remember. We discussed that. I don't think I looked into it. But so it could be very likely. So that would be three in a row. The first three, Sifim and Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Brachos, the Gemara rejects one after the next. So here we go. In Sif Gimel, if you look down in the Beragra, he says, Sif Gimel v'im v'chule, Harasham, the Kein Tzarech Lomar, Ava HaRashba Cholek Al Tosos, the Rashba argues, because of other Rabbi writes, the opposite should be true. Lo Chashivi Piri, the seeds are not considered fruit, Mito Hutzrich L'Rabos Mes HaTafel, the need to have to include it from the word S, Kemo Klipin. Because of agarinin mar melomivar chlau, you don't say any bracha on bitter seeds. V'lava daita didu natilu, people don't plant fruits for the seeds. V'mesakin v'chule, if you were to cook it, says the Rashba, you would say shako. K'mo shekasa b'shulchan aruch. V'tzarchin, dehirku das ha-tosas v'arashba, he had merged together these two shitas of tosas and Rashba, v'ayin magen avram, v'aday demash kasuv, v'mesakin v'chule hu das ha-rashba, the polig ha-tosos. So what's the bottom line according to the Gra? V'ha'ikr nirad k'das ha-rashba. I think the best psak is like the Rashba. D'chein sasam masnisin. If you look at the Mishnah on Perek Yudaf, the Trumos, uba bikurim, uba uksin. He quotes three different Mishnayos. D'garinim l'eino priklau. And he brings another raya from a sugya by Netter Ravai. But the Gra bottom line is, we pass like the Rashba, he thinks. At all seeds, you only say Eisha Hakel. That's how he passes. So what do we do now? So you look in the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, I got a little cut off here. Let's try to do the best we can. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siv Gimel, Siv Katan Chav Gimel rather, that the seeds have to be sweet. So he explained, Lav Dafka, it doesn't have to be really sweet. Ela kol she'acheich nena mimena b'miksas. Has to be a situation where the palate has some hana from it. Like, I don't eat olives, but I don't think olives are sweet. A little bitter, right? Do people eat olives? I don't know. Who eats olives? You eat olives probably, right? What do they taste like? They're not sweet, though, right? They're not sweet. They're bitter side.
Tart.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying you can still get hana from something that's bitter. You can enjoy something that's bitter. Right. So it doesn't have to be mamish sweet, like candy, but as long as there's some type of hana. I think bitter is one of the four different senses on the tongue, right?
It always says that, by the way. Whenever it says sweet, it says yesh mehena. It always uses that.
Lav dafka.
It references that you're having hana from it. Uh-huh. It always references
that. Like bitter chocolate. Doesn't mean sweet. It just means hana. It's another way of saying hana. So sometimes things could be bitter, and you could still enjoy it.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Some chocolate could be bitter, right? So that Tom explains what's the reason why shemivarich pri ha'etz. So why do you say ha'etz on these pits? Mishum dehem nami chelik mechelik pri. They're still part of the fruit, like we saw in Tosfos. V'har be'achronim. Chokin al ze usfir lehu de'enu avarech bori preitz. You don't say aitz. De'lo have ke pre gufa. It's not actually part of the fruit, like the Rashba said. Ve'enu avarech aleim ella bori pri adama. You'd only say adama on these types of foods. That's the Rashba quotes on the bottom, and the Gra paskins that way, like we saw. V'chein haskam. It's a Gra, he says in the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im berech bori preitz. Let's say you were to say ha'etz on these seeds. Yose b'di'eved. Right, because the Shulchan Aruch paskin to say aitz anyways. And the Tosos and Rush paskin to say aitz. He seems to be more noted to paskin like the Gra to say only in Hadama. But if one were to say aitz b'dieved, you're yotze, because you have who to rely on, the Shulchan Aruch and others. Vim ocha agarinim she'acha she'ocha priv. This is more likely those who eat the core and pits of apples. Most likely you're first eating the actual apple, and then afterwards eating the core. In that situation, there's no shaila at all, because mistavra d'chuli, chule alma niftar b'birkas bori pri ha'etz sheberich al pri. When you said ha'etz on the actual apple, mistama you had in mind to eat the core afterwards and the pits. Mishum dehave tafel l'pri. That's tafel.
What would he say on garinim that were bitter, too bitter to eat? If you made ha'etz, would you be yotze b'di'eved?
If it's too bitter, it sounds like everybody would hold. There's no bracha at all. It's inedible.
So then it doesn't matter.
It's like eating bark.
Right.
There's no bracha on that.
So that is
it's part of the tree.
Right. So that'll be bracha v'atal.
No, yeah. Because you eat the fruit first.
No, I'm saying if you're just eating the seeds. If you're just eating the seeds.
If the seeds are inedible, it's saying a bracha v'atal. It's not, if I eat a piece of plastic, a piece of rubber, there's no bracha on that. If I were to say a bracha, that'd be a bracha v'atal. And then he quotes in Sifkat and Chafhei, Mivarach Alem Shehakol, if you were to cook the bitter almonds and make them edible, you would say Shehakol, Harbe Achronim Hikshu Alzeh, many ask a question, V'daitayo, and their opinion is, Diladas HaMechaber Degarinim Havei Kiprigufo, that those who think, like the Shulchan Aruch, that the seeds are part of the fruit, Imkain Gam Bimarim Umitkanai De Eza Davar Nami Mivarach Alem Bori Preitz. This was the question they had. Wait a second, if the Shulchan Aruch thinks that seeds are part of the fruit, if they were to be bitter fruit and you just cook them, make them edible, it should be ha'aitz. Kamo gavishkedim hamar memuvur b'sefei. V'yesh matarchim, there are those who answer, de'afilu de'ezu lo adifa garinum kishkedim gufa. He gives an answer that we saw in the Magen Avraham. Sheheim ikar pi, because the actual shkedim are actual real fruit. And when you make them edible, you still say ha'aitz because they're fruit. Mashenkin b'garinum, as opposed to the seeds, lahachi imhe marim, if they're bitter, lo mikri prikal, that's not called a fruit. Now the fact that you cook it afterwards doesn't help. So we said there are two types of seeds. The seeds that are edible in the first place, that's part of the fruit, that's ha'etz. Those that are inedible are not part of the fruit at all. And even if you were to cook them, you would only say shehakol because they're not pre. Mihu ledina, how do we paskin? Ein lazus b'psaka shulchan aruch. We shouldn't move from the psak of the shulchan aruch, dibelav hachi, because without this, Kasabnu mikodem, we wrote earlier, das harbe achronim, many achronim, va gro michlal. I mean, what is the question? This question is, the Shulchan Aruch seems to have a stira. The better answer would have been is that the Shulchan Aruch is wrong. Really, the Shulchan Aruch should have said, instead of having this lumness of two types of seeds, it should have been that when you have a bitter seed, when you cook it, it should be ha'etz. And that would be the consistent pshat of Shulchan Aruch. That's what the psak should really be that way. If you cook seed, it really should be ha'etz. So he says, that's not passing that way, because firstly, you shouldn't move away from the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Dibalav hachi, because without the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, kasvu, kasavnu, mikodem, we wrote earlier, das har be'achron, many hold, va'gro michlam, among them is the gro. Lachlok al ikr din the mechaber, who argue on the entire Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, the first Pesach. Uli did who, according to these achronim, and the gro included, gam, garina, misukin, enam of arachalem, lechol yoser, rak, bori, piyadama. They think in the first place, even by sweet seeds, you'd only say nadama. So everybody agrees, when it comes to cooked, bitter seeds, everyone agrees it would be a shakol. Regardless of what you hold by the first case, of sweet seeds. I mean, even the gra, who holds to say an adama, on sweet seeds, he'll agree to say a shakol on cooked, bitter seeds. So everybody agrees about that second psak, no matter how you start off with. And therefore he concludes, one should say, therefore say a shakol on bitter seeds. Okay, let's go to the Aruch HaShulchan now. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sif Yud Tes here, we don't have to read the whole thing here, he quotes the basic sugya. I once heard that Aruch HaShulchan, I don't know if this is true or not, but I'll say it anyways. He was a dayan. And while he's waiting between different cases, he would write the Aruch HaShulchan, whatever he remembered. So this is all written, to my understanding, Baal Peh. And he just put together the, you heard this also, right?
True.
He put together the sugya just for whatever he remembered and wrote the Aruch HaShulchan. Did I miss anything? So good. So that's what I heard. So this is a pretty amazing sefer that he put together, all Baal Peh. And supposedly Moshe Feinstein also had something similar to this also. He would also write his tshuvas Baal Peh. Whenever he'd be giving a shir, and he'd quote a certain gemara, and someone would say, no, it was daf dalad, you're off by a daf, he'd stop the shir in the middle. He'd go check up the gemara to make sure he got it right. He said, what's the big deal? You got the daf wrong. He says, because when I write my tshuvas, I don't have time to look everything up. I'm relying on my memory. If I got this daf wrong, that means I can't write tshuvas anymore because I'm doing everything based on memory. So he also wrote his tshuvas based on memory. Okay. That's also true? Okay, so Aruch HaShulchan writes, let's go around halfway down here, a little more than halfway down. Harbe Gedolim. It's around 8 lines up from the end of this piece, the Sif Yud Tes. Harbe Gedolim Chashu L'Daito. Many hold that we should really pass like the Rajba, and the Gra included, to say an Adama on all Garinim. There are those who even to say it's Shakal. Now the reason for this is, if you remember the Rajba, says he went against Tosfos. There's no way that seeds are part of the actual fruit. But he never said, what are seeds then? Is it a Shakal or is it an Adama? He never told us what to do. So that's why some achronim conclude that it's actually hadama because it grows from the tree. Others say, no, if it's not part of the fruit, it's nothing at all, and therefore it should only be a shahakol. So that's the machlokas. So what's the best thing to do, says the Aruch HaShulchan? Tov levarach hadama, de bezeh anu yotzim gam das tosos varash. The best thing to do is say an hadama. Because the Rashba says lichachila, you should say an adama, and even according to Tosas and Rash, they'll agree yotim b'diavad adama gama priyaitz. The Mishnah tells us if you accidentally say an adama on something that requires a eitz, you're still yotim the bracha. If I said adama on a apple, I'm yotim because an apple also grows from the ground. Yes, the better bracha would be ha'eitz on the tree, but it also grows from the ground. So adama would be safe. The adama would be lichachila l'fila Rashba, and would be b'diavad for Tosos and the Rush. And therefore he advised it to say the Dhamma and all Garinim. Okay, the last thing, I didn't look this over. Well, I did at some point, apparently. The last thing is the Dirshu. Some, I don't know, did anybody here eat watermelon seeds or those types of seeds? People, yeah? Yeah? Okay. There's all like sections in the grocery store of people I never went to. I see like a lot of those like plastic... What? You don't keep it fish? Okay. So this might be no gay for you. So number 31 in the Dirshu, he quotes the Chazon Ish, who writes, Shekevin Sherov Hagarinim Holchin Libud, most seeds are thrown out. Einheim Nechshavim, he talks about pumpkins, right? Einheim Nechshavim Pri Afim Maskim. They're not considered fruit. Nobody grows pumpkins or any types of trees for the pits. So even if a person were to roast them and make them sweet, it's not considered part of the fruit. Only case is Rakim Rov Hapri Omer Lemisuk Mivarchan Allah Bori Praits. Unless this fruit was grown particularly to eat the pits afterwards, then it would say Haits. So what's an example? So if the next paragraph he tells us, Linyan Garine Delas, which I assume are pumpkin seeds, right? Or Abatiach Kluyim, or roasted watermelon seeds. What? Gourd. I think they're called gourds, but it's similar, it's the same species as. Which generation? Oh, they wouldn't? Oh, that's true. So, with regards to watermelon seeds and pumpkin seeds, which people do eat, those that are commonly found in stores, the bracha would be bori pri adama, not a shakal. Remember, these are not fruits. When it comes to pumpkins and watermelons, they're adama in the first place. They're not ha'etz. So when it comes to the pits, the seeds, it's going to be whatever the actual fruit is. So since they're commonly sold in stores, one would say an adam on these. Keva and Shem Ba Mizan Meyuchad Shal Delas Bavatiach Shenizra Avuram. I don't know how these work exactly, but apparently they're special pumpkins that are grown specifically not to be eaten, but to draw the seeds from them. And same would be true of watermelons, especially nowadays, because the watermelons that we eat have no seeds. Mm-hmm. So the special ones that are grown to Hadafka have the seeds and to eat those seeds.
Probably sunflower also. You can buy sunflower seeds in a bag.
Yeah, that lechor, that would also be, they're grown for the purpose of the sunflower seeds. Lechor, that would be an adama as well. Okay, I don't know what the last case is here. What's the next paragraph? What's this? Garinim shcharin chamanios?
Sunflower.
Oh, that's sunflower. Ah, okay. So that's the same halacha, the sunflower seeds with the same halacha. Since they're grown for the purpose of them, it would also be adama. Okay, so we'll stop here. Finish Sif Gimel. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll pick up with Sif Dalet. Okay.